This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and Russia carried out a high-stakes prisoner swap on Thursday, with Moscow freeing professional basketball star Brittney Griner and Washington handing over notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. Russia said the swap took place in the United Arab Emirates. Later, U.S. President Joe Biden, who had long pressed the Russian government to free Griner, officially announced her release. To critics who said the U.S. should have bargained as well for another jailed American, Paul Whelan, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, had this to say.
It was a choice between bringing home one American or bringing home none. And we brought one home today.
Griner's wife, Sherelle Griner, said she and her spouse will continue their support for Whelan's release. Griner was detained at a Moscow airport in February. Russian and Ukrainian forces traded attacks in the critical eastern and southern regions of Ukraine on Thursday as the two countries fought over territory that Moscow has tried to annex. Fighting raged along the entire line of demarcation in the Donetsk region, with a Ukrainian official saying the frontline town of Avdiivka was shelled by Russian tanks on Thursday morning. Ukraine's governor of the Luhansk region, Serhiy Hayday, said Russia deployed more troops near the city of Lysychansk. And a Ukraine official told reporters in the settlement of Bakhmut, an assault killed 9 civilians. Ukrainian forces countered with barrages from rocket launchers. The U.S. Senate has approved legislation criminalizing the theft, trafficking, and export of illegally obtained Native American, Native Alaskan, or Native Hawaiian remains and ceremonial objects. The new legislation does not ban the general trade in Native art and artifacts made for commercial purposes, but it does ban export of sacred items stolen from tribal land. This is VOA News. President Biden has announced the infusion of nearly $36 billion to shore up a financially troubled union pension plan, preventing severe cuts to the retirement incomes of about 350,000 Teamster workers and retirees across the United States. In remarks, the president said the announcement assures union workers and retirees that they won't see their pensions slashed in the coming years.
This matters for workers. Every time I say this matters for workers, I think to myself, this matters for their spouses. This matters for their kids. This matters for their mothers and fathers they're taking care of. It matters. It matters. It matters for their families. It matters for the country.
Before Thursday, the program had awarded aid to 36 troubled pension plans, but none of those had received more than about $1.2 billion. German officials have said they expected more people to be detained in connection with the plan to overthrow the government. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Police searched the house of a Berlin judge, who was one of dozens of people rounded up after a plot by the so-called Reich Citizens Movement was uncovered. The movement rejects Germany's post-war constitution and the legitimacy of the government. Authorities expect a second wave of people being detained as they review evidence. Germany's Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said in a briefing the plot is just the tip of the iceberg. The investigations provide a glimpse into the abyss of a terrorist threat from the Reich citizens' milieu. The head of Germany's Federal Criminal Police said officers found weapons in 50 of the 150 locations that they searched around the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
During a meeting in Brussels Thursday, Croatia won the approval to join Europe's open travel zone known as the Schengen area, but Bulgaria and Romania were kept out. VOA's Jeff Custer has the story.
The so-called Schengen area is the world's largest free travel zone. It abolishes border checks between member states and is considered to be one of the top achievements of European integration. Croatia's ascension as the area's 27th member followed tense talks with Schengen area membership Thursday. Ascension requires unanimous support from Schengen area members, but Austria and the Netherlands would not grant Romania and Bulgaria membership due to border security issues. After the meeting, EU Home Affairs Commissioner Ivla Johansson welcomed Croatia's addition, but expressed disappointment with the vote.
I think it's very clear that when we are united in the European Union, we are so strong. We can achieve so much. And of course, in this moment, when it comes to the accession of Romania and Bulgaria, we are not united, and that makes us very weak. And that makes me also sad.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The French news agency said Thursday at least 10 people were killed in northern Burkina Faso in a new attack by suspected jihadis. Marissa Melton, VOA News.